Hello, spiritual gangsters, and welcome back to another episode of the Spiritual Gangster Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Pieralli, and today we're diving into a topic that's going to shift how you think about success: soul-aligned goal setting. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh great, another episode telling me to make a vision board, let me stop you there. This isn't about slapping a picture of a sports car on your wall and manifesting it by sheer willpower. This is about tuning in to what your soul actually wants. Not what Instagram tells you it should want, not what your neighbor wants, and not what your past self thought you'd need to be happy. If you've ever set a goal, achieved it, and then thought, okay, now what? Why do I still feel empty? Then this episode is for you. A soul-aligned goal is a goal that lights you up from the inside out. It's the kind of goal that's expansive, not heavy. It's rooted in who you truly are, not who you think you have to be to look successful. And here's the kicker. Most of us are taught to chase goals that are purely external. The job title, the number on the scale, the car, the house, the 6 a.m. hustle routine we don't even like. And when we get those things, sure, it feels good for a minute. But then that nagging emptiness comes back because our soul is like, hey, that's cool and all, but not actually what we came here for. Let's have some real talk. You might be chasing ego-driven goals if you feel drained instead of inspired while working towards them. If you're constantly comparing yourself to others, wondering if you're doing enough. If you achieve something and instantly feel like it's not good enough. If your goals are based on proving someone wrong instead of living your truth. Or if you have zero joy in the process, only stress about the outcome. I've been there. I've set goals that looked great on paper, but felt like carrying a 50-pound backpack uphill. The difference between a soul goal and an ego goal is that a soul-aligned goal feels like a pull, not a push. Okay, so how do you start setting goals that feel good and don't burn you out? Let me break it down. Tune into your values. What actually matters to you? Not what your friends or your family say should matter. Not what society says is winning. Ask yourself, what do I want my life to feel like? Choose goals that support your energy, not deplete it. If the goal you're chasing makes you feel tight, anxious, or constantly not enough, it's probably not aligned. Soul goals feel like exhaling. Ask your why. When you set a goal, ask, why do I want this? Keep asking why until you get to the root. If your why is about proving yourself to others, that's ego. If it's about living in alignment, that's soul. Break it down intuitively. Instead of forcing strict timelines, create intentions and inspired actions. Soul-aligned goals don't need to be rigid. They can grow with you. Real talk. Ego goals versus soul goals. Let's get real for a second. How many times have you set a goal just because it looked good on paper? You know, the kind of goal that sounds impressive when you tell people, but deep down you feel like, I don't even want this. Example of an ego goal. I'm going to run a marathon because it will make me look like I'm dedicated and hardcore. But if you hate running, every training session will feel like a punishment. That's not a soul goal, that's your ego talking. Example of a soul goal. I want to move my body every day in a way that feels joyful and strong. Notice the difference? One is about providing something to the world, the other is about honoring your energy and what lights you up. I once set a goal to wake up at 5 a.m. every day because I saw all those morning miracle routines telling me that that's what successful people do. Now I'm already kind of a morning person. I do love starting the day before the world gets noisy, but 5 a.m.? That was pushing it. I ended up sitting there with my coffee at like 5:10 a.m. like, okay, now what? I feel like I'm awake before the sun even wants to be. It kind of felt forced. Instead of feeling productive, I just felt tired and cranky by lunch. When I shifted my goal to simply having intentional mornings that feel good to me, where I can take my time with gratitude, movement, and a slow start, I was actually more energized and productive than when I was forcing myself to be part of the 5 a.m. club. That's the beauty of soul alignment. It's about what works for you. Here's some more quick examples. An ego goal would be, I need to lose 10 pounds so I can look good at this event. A soul goal would be, I want to feel confident, healthy, and strong in my body. An ego goal might be, I want a big promotion so I can impress people. A soul goal might be, I want to do work that lights me up and allows me to grow. An ego goal could be, I'll hit 10,000 followers on social media no matter what. A soul goal might say, I want to create content that truly resonates and builds real connections. Here's some soul goal rituals. Morning alignment check-in. Ask yourself, what's one action today that feels light, aligned, and exciting? Do that. Journaling prompt. If nothing stood in my way, no fear, no doubt, what would I want to create in my life? A visualization ritual. Close your eyes and imagine how achieving your goals feel. Not just what it looks like, but the actual feeling. That feeling is your compass. End of week reflection. Ask, did my actions this week feel true to me, or did I force things that didn't feel right? Here's some soul journaling prompts. What would I want if no one was watching or keeping score? When in my life have I felt most alive, aligned, and free? Which current goals feel heavy or forced, and why am I holding on to them? And if I trusted myself completely, what's the first small step I would take towards the life that I want? And lastly, what would my highest, most soul-aligned self be proud of me for pursuing this year? Okay, here is a closing affirmation for you. I trust my inner compass. I set goals that feel expansive, joyful, and aligned with my highest self. I am worthy of creating a life that lights me up. Well, thank you so much for joining me for episode 24 of the Spiritual Gangster Podcast. If this episode inspired you to rethink your goals, share it with someone who's ready to move from the hustle mode to soul mode. And as always, hit subscribe so you don't miss next week's episode. Until next time, stay soulful, stay strong, and keep shining like the spiritual gangster that you are.